Petersfield's Shine Radio.
The exhibition at Gallery 30 started a couple of days ago and it's on for another 2 weeks from now. It's quite a broad selection of some of my work.
What kind of materials do you work with?
When I first started painting, I started with acrylics. They're very good for beginners, so they dry very quickly, they mix with water. But then as I grew in my skill set, I wanted something that would blend a bit more. And so I looked at using oils, which are great, but the standard oils, you need turpentines and all these smelly things. I discovered water-based oils, which work in the same way as oils, where you can get the same blending, and it's like painting with butter. I used to use canvas boards, so canvas over a stretched frame, and now I tend to use just the canvas boards, which are flat and easier to store. They don't take up quite so much room, so I can be quite prolific and churn out these paintings.
When did you start painting?
So I've been drawing ever since I could hold a pencil. Always enjoyed art. That was the main kind of thing throughout my life, which has stayed with me. But I didn't start painting until my daughter was born, 23 years ago almost. Not really painting for that long, but it was certainly part of that, was moving to Petersfield in my 20s. And it being such a creative town and a creative environment, it really brought out my creativity. And going to the Peaceful Arts and Crafts Society exhibitions that happen in the Festival Hall, we've got the Hampshire Artists.
Like many of us, I'm really interested in the creative process.
I normally have the idea and then grab the canvas after. I've suffered with my mental health since my teens, and being creative and painting or drawing is something that really I find therapeutic, and a lot of my artwork comes out at different times, maybe when I'm feeling low or when I'm feeling high, when I'm feeling in a funny mood, if I'm in a comical mood. Hopefully that comes out a bit in my paintings. A lot of my more recent work is sort of based around milestones that are happening in my life, like who's pulling the strings and feathering the nest, and like when I moved into my now property. A lot of these things follow my sort of life story as well, but I love animals and I love colour. I actually used to be a gothic at school, so all I wore was black and the silver rings and the silver crosses and what have you. And again, it was when my children were born that I started to explore this world of colour and vibrancy. And I put that down to my kids.
It's very striking how colourful it is and the different subjects. So thank you for sharing that about, you know, your own background. And I think that comes over quite well, actually.
Good.
You know, you can see that there are different moods at work here. Your paintings are for sale, and I notice that you've actually sold a number of them already.
That really makes you feel great, but they resonate with people, and I enjoyed creating them, and I hope that people will enjoy looking at them.
Do you have particular artists that inspire you or you are impressed by?
I used to really like fantasy artists. We've got a couple of fantasy artists locally. Sharon Hirst comes to mind.
But I can see some of that in a couple of the pictures, actually. Well, you know, it struck me anyway that it was a kind of a fantasy element to them.
Yeah, so I've always liked pixies and fairies and wizards and kind of mystery and magic and that sort of thing. Don't always paint specifically that sort of thing, but Victoria Francis is another one. She's worth looking at. She's an amazing artist. I like surrealist artists as well. Things that are a bit different. I back away from landscape painting. I can appreciate that in other people's work, but I try to use focal points like people's faces, people's eyes, animals' eyes, something to draw the viewer in and just make them lose themselves for a bit. Yeah.
Do you get surprised at the ones that sell and the ones that don't?
I never expect to sell anything. And it's always a surprise when I do.
And how do you feel about letting them go?
When I started creating, I thought that I would have a problem with that. But once you've taken a photograph of it, I kind of feel that I've got my record then. Don't have any hang-ups about withdrawing from my artwork anymore.
And are you working on anything in particular at the moment?
I am. I'm working on something called Smoke and Orchid, though it's on a very large canvas. I'm trying to be a bit looser. I find it very difficult to work loosely.
It's wonderful to talk to you when, you know, people are so open about how they feel. I really hope this is a big success for you.
Thank you so much. It's the one thing that's been constant in my life is creativity and creating things. Whatever happens, good or bad, I know that I've got that, and hopefully no one can take it away.
Songs that shine forever.
I'm so in love with you.
Oh, no, no. And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.